Hello there. This is the audio commentary for Tapeworm Terry. If you haven't listened to this before, normal routine. So if you get the YouTube video open and then press play when I do, and then I'll talk along. So if you get open now, pause this, and then press play on the YouTube video in 3, 2, 1. All right, so this is me eating a bowl of mushroom soup, which was cold and disgusting. And purposely very lumpy. I put flour on it to make it all chunky. And the tapeworm tail I made, again, from liquid latex, as ever, and made a tapeworm Terry. As you can see there, I made his sculpt out of monster clay, which I think I've mentioned is like a microwavable modelling clay. So it's like a clay mixed with oil, and when you microwave it goes all soft. And I sculpted him and then made a plaster of Paris mold of him, and then used that mold to cast liquid latex. And then my newest discovery for this video, which you'll see a lot of, are those amazing realistic looking eyes, which are these eyes for these things called reborn dolls, which are these like hyper realistic baby dolls which you can get made or you can make yourself. I mean, each their own and all, but they're, if you ask me, they're crazy creepy. But, you can buy these eyes online, and they're just, like, the most realistic model eyes I can find, or doll's eyes, and they're just the right size. So, I use them. Anyway, too long explanation about some eyes. Tapeworm Terry is obviously controlled by me, ducked under the table. There's quite a few shots of the crown of my head, like, peeking in to the shot, so I've had to do a lot of head removal. He's green screened right there. But so I'm kind of crouched under the table, reverse shots of me and Tapeworm Terry. The wide shot you see of both of us laughing with each other, I filmed both of those separately and then split them on After Effects, as I tend to do when I have the odd kind of establishing shot of me versus a puppet. Helen is a liquid latex puppet that I made out of plasticine and then latex on top of. Bangs wig, you know, to increase your bangs, artificial wig for ladies, nice little fringe and some fake eyelashes and stuck on there. And she is, as well as all the other organs, they're kind of green screened in, and I've got this one of these morph suits that's like a green screen color, chroma key green. So I wear that and have a green screen behind me, and then I can have the film them in situ and then drop them in the actual background. So the lighting is the same as the actual scene lighting because it's filmed in the same spot. So they look like they're supposed to be there a little bit better than just green screening them separately. And then with the champagne scene, I got kind of tiddly almost because I had to drink quite a lot of champagne to get it right. Downed a few. This time I wrote all the music myself, which I haven't done for a few videos, I think. I tend to use Incompetech, but the problem is everyone on YouTube uses that, and the music's good, but, you know, you hear it around quite a lot. So I've wrote my own music, which is not really music, as such as a soundtrack. The Tapeworm Terry death scene of him throwing up all the liquid was the hardest scene to film, because I had to do it all on my own. I made a mixture of like white shampoo and water, or just watered down white shampoo, and I had to do it via gravity. So I put a clear piece of tubing going down and up inside him and cut some holes in his mouth, and then set a container up high, filled that with shampoo, and then let it pour all over the floor whilst I was vibrating him with, because he was on a tripod, so I was like shaking the tripod to make him look like he was throwing up. That's all really. I mean, the making of the puppets is all standard Will construction. It's always just liquid latex and polymorph plastic for the teeth, and then paint the teeth and nail varnish them to give them a shiny look. It's what I tend to do every time now for my puppets. So there's nothing too new to talk about there. I think that's really all I can say on it. There was no major difficulties in it, apart from, say, the trickiest was the Tapeworm Terry death scene, but the rest of it was no more tricky than me hiding under a table filming the puppet. It took a long time to do, mainly because it's making the props, making the puppets. There's a lot of puppets to make. That's why I've been away so long this time. It's taken me, like, I don't know, 3 months to make this? Like, yeah, editing it took a while with the green screening and the sound effects and writing the music. But yeah, the main time was the damn puppets. But I think they look quite good. I'm quite happy with the organs. It's a shame the organs took so long to make for, like, I don't know, 5 seconds on the camera or something. But I get a little bit addicted to making props. That's my favourite bit of the process. But yeah, thanks for watching, I suppose. Thanks for Patreoning again. I hope this was vaguely interesting. Anyway, I've rambled for too long. Thank you for listening, and thank you for Patreon. Goodbye!